Hi, Garner Ted Armstrong. Do you realize that biblical prophecy is alive today, that it leaps to life in the headlines of your newspapers, of the television news, of world conditions that you live and you experience vicariously or that happen to you directly? Very few people seem to realize that biblical prophecy is up to date. It's for our moment in time. It's for our period of time in world history. And furthermore, that the major prophecies of the Bible identify the big nations. If the Bible were to mention such small nations as Syria, as Israel and Egypt, which it most assuredly does in many prophecies in the Old Testament, then why, if it is the Word of God, and if it has to do with the time of the end, the time just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ, why would it ignore the great powers of the world today, the Soviet Union, the United States, the combined nations of Europe, Britain, the nation of Japan, the vastness of Red China? Well, believe it or not, these peoples too are identified in the pages of your Bible. Some of those ancient tribal names have come down to us today, and they are mentioned in the pages of the Bible. For about 23 years, I've been saying on radio and television, the two great overviews, the two great trends in world conditions would be, number one, the gradual emergence of 10 nations in Europe that would eventually become a third power bloc, possibly called the United States of Europe. Number two, the gradual diminution or waning of the strength, the pride of the power, the national strength economically, militarily, of the United States of America and those Western allies, primarily of the British Commonwealth of Nations. The reason I do that is because I find identified in the pages of biblical prophecy, especially in the book of Ezekiel, the House of Israel as meaning the United States and the British Commonwealth of Nations. When the aging Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, was about to die, his eyes had grown very dim, and perhaps his senses were not as acute as they once had been, he crossed his hands in placing his right hand upon the head of the two children of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he placed the right hand upon the younger person and the left hand upon the older instead of doing it the way he should have done it. And of course, then Isaac tried to change it, or Joseph rather, tried to change it around. And he said, "Not so, my father. I understand which is the younger and which is the elder. And he also shall be a great nation, but his younger brother shall be even greater than he is." And he then pronounced a blessing, the passing on of the birthright that had been promised to Abraham, repeated to Isaac, repeated again to Jacob, and here was Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, saying, "Let my name," that is the name of Israel, "be named on them." Now, if you counted them all, that is Ephraim and Manasseh, as one tribe apiece, you end up with 13 tribes, and I think that is significant. It's significant because if you take a look at the great seal of the United States, of that pyramid and the eye on the top, of the only structure where the capstone is at the same time the chief cornerstone or the headstone, and there are biblical scriptures that talk about bringing forth the headstone and crying grace, grace unto it, and why it is that there is that eye in place of the missing capstone on the pyramid that is a part of the seal of the United States of America. What about the original 13 colonies, the original 13 states, the original 13 stars in our original flag? There were 13 of the tribes of the House of Israel originally. Maybe that is just coincidence, a lot of people might say. I don't believe so. And I happen to believe, and I can prove, I proved it for years in classes, and I proved it over the radio programs, and it is proved in the literature that we have put out for years and years, that the United States is Manasseh, and that the British Commonwealth of Nations is Ephraim. We are the House of Israel. Why is it most people don't know that four whole books in the Old Testament, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, show the separate national histories of two totally separate nations, just as separate as any other political entities on the face of this earth today, as different as Cambodia is from Vietnam, as different as England is from France, as separate as France is from Germany. There was the northern capital at Samaria, and a whole separate dynasty of kings, the kings of Israel, of the House of Israel. And there was the southern capital at Jerusalem, and an entire separate dynasty of kings of the House of Judah.